Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to... I thought about that, too. Yeah, little PVC or the plumber's pipe, you know, either PEX, you know, the red or the blue or the whatever. That would be fine. It would be easily malleable. It's really lightweight. It'd be strong enough to, you know, just kind of hold a little piece of wire in place. And and a quick little tie wrap would just, you know, one on one side and one on the other would just keep it from sliding around, which is all you need. I was just thinking of something as elegant and sophisticated as the spacers that you have are really kind of nice.
PEX, that's what I was looking for. I couldn't remember the name. Yeah, I saw somebody else that was using PEX. And that's actually what I was going to do, but then I saw those other ones and Baby and had them printed up for me, so... And I have yet to get them up there. It's terrible. We had that really warm stretch. Remember back in February, we had this unseasonably warm weather? And I got the antenna down and did a bunch of work on it and got it up and all that. And I haven't done anything since. So I was going to do it this weekend. But then again, I lost all of March and April, you know, to repeater projects. Every Saturday and Sunday I was out doing work on this. So, you know, I lost a couple of months of any free time I had for radio was burnt up on that. So, it's not like I wasn't doing anything. Yep, I should have done it today. I should have brought it down. My plan was to bring it down, get it all stretched out, measured, you know, measure it off, and, you know, get everything back up in the air, all fanned out and all that good stuff. In the end, I don't even know if I needed the 20, you know, 80 and 40 was really the goal. 20 was like, you know, why not? In the end, I really don't know if that was the wise choice. That might cut that one a little shorter and make it ideal for 17. That might be something I want to do. I don't know.